from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Finished in the NL Central standings ahead of the Pirates. Okay, so even though there's a, quote, rivalry there because we're so close to them, and yes, they did beat us in a playoff game recently, it's not like it just always gives me a zest for life when we're better than the Browns. But when the Browns have high expectations and fail to live up to them, and they do something that is so boneheaded, it's one thing to chase off Baker Mayfield. There were reasons to do that. But when you sell your soul to the football devil that is Deshaun Watson and all of the heinous allegations and all the horrible things that came with him, and then you give him a contract unlike any other in NFL history where all the money is guaranteed.
And piss off every other owner in the process.
And piss off a big chunk of your fans who actually have some kind of moral fiber or backbone who are like, ugh, geez, I know we are a franchise that has always been in this desert looking for a quarterback ever since Bernie Kosar was cut by Bill Belichick. But good Lord, we have to go to this extreme length to do so?
Well, I think most fan bases, like when there's a player like that available, I think one of the distinctions you would draw is Michael Vick got a contract with the Eagles. He did his time in prison. Usually if you're a player who gets that like that next chance, you've got to sort of prove it on a cheap deal. A guy had more allegations in number than pretty much any player we've seen in terms of that kind of alleged, you know, misconduct. And they rewarded him with the biggest contract in league history.
Yeah.
Like that part of it, now, I think it's glossed over. Like it isn't, there was no, hey, Deshaun, you have to tuck your tail between your legs and prove that you're a good guy and a good player. Here, we're rewarding you for
now,
this.
Now, apparently he could, because of the wide swathing policy that is the personal conduct policy, the NFL could do their own investigation on this incident from 4 years ago, deem that there's credibility to it, and give Deshaun Watson another suspension, which, as you just pointed out, Chris, I mean, that might not be the best thing for the Steelers because it's likely that the backup quarterback there is better than him. There is now this strange element to this, this loophole, it appears in Deshaun Watson's contract, where there is this character clause that they made him put in there because of everything that went on with the massage parlors in Houston. And some people who are looking at this think if there is veracity to this story, that the Browns could actually just entirely get out of the contract with Deshaun Watson. Imagine doing radio there where your fans are saying, we actually hope that this horrible thing happened because it allows for our football team to get better and get out of this albatross contract. You absolutely know that there are people who are thinking that and most likely saying those things there right now.
Well, you act like those people wouldn't just be nearly 100% of Browns fans at this point.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's
let's
like,
hope this disgusting thing happened because now we can move on from this horrendous, horrific quarterback.
It's I read the quick, like the write-up Pro Football Talk did, Mike Florio did over there. I mean, the alleged incident now from October 2020 is like horrific, man. It's really, really bad.
I mean, doesn't it make you feel like, let me just put it this way. You and I both picked the Steelers to go 7-10. I picked him to go 7-10. You picked him to go 8-9. Donnie picked the Steelers to go 9-8, but missed the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel good about picking the Browns to finish ahead of them right now?
No.
Me neither. Would you, Don?
No.
Me neither. Like, I don't
think the only way they would is if they just, this guy got suspended or benched and like good Jameis showed up for the rest of the season. Because that good Jameis is a dangerous player. But good Jameis also nullifies the one thing they do well, which is generally play defense. Because he turns, my man had the only 30-30 season in NFL history.
Yep.
I mean, just a legendary run.
Wow.
Can we play that call one more time? Is that too much to ask here? I just, really everything about it, the caller just doing, you'll figure it out, all of it is glorious.
216-474-0092. You ready to go to the phones?
Sure.
All right. Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating. Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second. That's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call out of the box, we're going to do this. No. I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it.
I actually think that Baker Mayfield would make them a playoff team.
Another one?
I really believe that. I think he'd make them a playoff team. Baker Mayfield with Cooper and Judy, and not that Judy's anything special, but...
I think Baker's matured a lot since all that happened. I will say one thing about that situation.
He's a top 15 quarterback, and Deshaun Watson's not even a top 30
No doubt on both fronts. I always did blame Mayfield a little bit for his own issues there, in the sense that he should have understood, I can be hurt this year, take the rest of the year off to try to actually recuperate, and come back as the starter. He tried to very stupidly play through an injury he had no business playing through. It made him play worse, and it poisoned the well between he and the franchise. So, both parties deserve some blame for it, but the Browns deserve way more. I mean, they just everything.
They can't get out of their own way, Chris. They're one of the worst organizations in professional sports.
You know, if there's, they're worse than the Lions now, and the Lions managed to get out of it.
And we'll see how the Jets do, but there's potential for the Jets to pass them on the rung of horrible franchises this year.
I got to be honest with you. I'm still pretty certain that this is all going to blow up in the Jets' face at some point.
Didn't you pick them to make the playoffs on Thursday?
Yeah.
And win the division?
Yeah, but it wasn't a super confident prediction.
Also breaking news in on the AFC North. Lamar Jackson, not at practice today. And rumblings about maybe him getting injured in the Kansas City game. Everybody was hooting and hollering and raving about his running. Oh, he lost so much weight. Well, maybe that has hurt his ability to take hits.
Can anybody want to give Ole Mulsey any credit there?
Did you say that online or did you say that on the show or both?
I thought I said it to you. Here's what I'm nervous about. I didn't tweet
it. A private comment that you now can't get credit for?
I didn't. Well, a real friend would know that I had said to him, hey, you know what's funny? They all talked about how little he weighs now. It's a lot tougher to take punishment at 205 than it is at 217. But apparently you're going to let me twist in the freaking wind here.
Here's Anthony in Oakland on the Steelers getting to 1-0 and the rest of the division being 0-1. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, fellas, can you hear me?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Let me comment on that Deshaun Watson thing that you said Florio talked about. Being very familiar with labor law, if they would try to use that morals clause from an accusation of 4 years ago, he would clean their clock. If they did put in a codicil about the moral clause in his new contract with Cleveland, it has to be something current, not something from 4 years ago.
All right, so you're telling us then that we're in good shape because we'll get to play against this guy for the next 3 years and he'll make over $70 million a year.
No way.
And they can't get out of it. Okay, that gives me me feel better because Anthony, he is awful. He makes Kenny Pickett look like Joe Montana. He's so bad. He's horrendous.
Look, The owner has no one to blame but himself.
Correct.
He did this, but his contract has had a deterrent. I mean, but the NFL owners didn't have to follow suit, and they're running around giving everybody else guaranteed cards. So they moaned about it, but they gave everybody. Now from that precedent on, everybody's getting it. Especially quarterbacks are getting fully guaranteed
contracts.
Speaking
of quarterbacks, what did you think of Fields yesterday?
Well, remember you and I went at it, was it a week ago? And I said that they should sign Fields. And now when I hear you say that Wilson was pouting?
That was Kabali's version of what he observed down there.
Oh, well, okay. Then why would he be, here's my observation. Why did you go to the team and tell them that you tweaked your
calf?
What was it?
Calf.
Calf. Why would you go there? If you were so heck bent on playing, why would you tell them? They didn't know.
Correct. Right? I agree with you on that.
That actually is a curious thing. Like he gave them the out.
And we talked about that, and my take was that Wilson must have been so secure or confident in him either playing through it or not losing the job to injury that he was honest about it because he thinks he's secure in where he is on the depth chart.
Look, I told you last week I would give Fields a bridge contract.
Yeah, well, it's late for that because now because they don't negotiate in season, which is one of their stupid
rules. Well, then make new precedent. Because guess what, fellas? At the end of the season, you'll have no quarterback.
So who are you going to start against Denver on Sunday?
I'm going to start Fields.
Yep.
You just did something, though, in this call that I'm just impressed with as a guy who likes, you know, vocabulary. Codicil has never been said before in the station's history. I'm very confident.
Wrong. Donnie used it on the pregame show Sunday.
Kabali and I had codicil hour.
Was it about, did you think you were talking about fish?
Oh, yeah, heavily.
Codicil, I am confident you could go back through the audio history, get some stupid AI to do it, listen to every second this station's been on the air. That is the first time someone said...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey.
They look to throw on first down. Taking a shot. He wants Pickens. He's got him! Pickens back to his feet. Inside the 20. Biggest play of the day for the Steelers. Fields hits Pickens for 51.
Justin Fields played a solid game. We'll see what Mike Tomlin says about the way they go about their business in Denver tomorrow. I'm just thinking about where we are right now as a fan base after this win without a touchdown, by the way, 6 field goals against Atlanta, but it was good enough thanks to Boswell and great defense. We are having discussions like, oh no, the Steelers lost their punter. That could be an issue. mm-hmm. because we've lived through some lean punting years.
It's been a tough time. Tough times. And Presley Harvin put tough times on the Steelers special teams
unit. And so,
unit.
You know, my dad used to tell me, pick your head up. There's somebody in this world who has it worse than you. And today, that person is the Browns fan in your life, or just the Browns in general, because we are coming to grips with a punter change, and they are paying a washed-up quarterback who was alleged to have done terrible, horrible things.
Repeatedly.
Yep. They have 3 years on that deal, two after this year, $70-plus million cap hit. He has been alleged of more wrongdoings. They are watching the quarterback they gave up on thrive in a new place.
And would you, can I throw this one in? Would you say it's fair to surmise that their head coach, if you could give him truth serum, would want to go to the backup quarterback who is objectively better?
But he knows he can't.
But is probably being blocked by the owner.
Exactly. He knows his hands are tied.
I think if I were a Browns fan, that part would be the worst part for me. There is a better option on the roster. He's a volatile player, but you know he's going to sling it down the field, and he's at least going to entertain you. And your owner will not allow this to happen.
Could you imagine if after the Milledgeville allegations happened, the Steelers decided, it's okay, Ben, let's give you the biggest contract in NFL history.
Fully guaranteed.
And then Ben proceeded to go out there and literally play like the worst quarterback in the entire league. That's what's happening in Cleveland.
And you'd have to know that
none of that
Rooney
is an exaggeration or hyperbole. And that is exactly what's going on there.
And you'd have to, in this hypothetical, you'd also have to know that Art Rooney would be steadfast in saying, basically, Mike, you're not allowed to bench him.
How can you be that dumb? I mean, if you handed ownership and the management of the football team over to someone from Guam who had never watched football before and a monkey, they could do a better job of running that team than what the Browns are doing.
Is this the classic, the monkey throws its feces at a decision wheel and that's the decision you make?
By the way, I tease this, RIP James Earl Jones, he died. Great
best voice ever?
Up there. Morgan Freeman will give him a run for his money. The guy that
all right, if somebody was going to narrate
does all the boxing matches is a big one,
if
too.
If somebody was going to narrate your life
Buffer.
Story, your life story, okay?
You could
who
do,
would you want to have of those three? You, Buffer, Earl Jones, James Earl Jones, or Morgan Freeman?
James Earl Jones. By a slight edge, by a slight nose over Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman's going to add some gravitas. Just the James Earl Jones voice is incredible. Nobody even knows the name of the guy who wore the Darth Vader suit. I do because I'm a nerd, and so does Jeff in South Park. But like
that wasn't the biggest role of his career, in my opinion.
Finding Forrester?
No.
I don't even know if he was in that, was he? I
Mufasa.
Thought he was. Man, Mufasa met a tough end, didn't he? I'll tell you what, man. I still have a hard time. I hope neither of the boys really wants to watch Lion
science
King.
Fiction,
that's a tough thing
science
to watch.
Fiction, Star Wars is massive, but it's still niche. You have people that either love science fiction or don't.
Everyone knows
about The Lion King, and everyone
You're
knows...
You're saying Star Wars is a niche movie?
I'm... Donnie, have
it's
you
one
wa-
of the biggest grossing movies
time
of
out.
All
Donnie,
time.
Have you watched all the Star Wars movies?
No, but it is...
Who?
I would not
okay,
say it's a niche
rolls.
Movie.
Who
I
knows,
think
who?
I'm in the minority by
no,
not
you're not.
All
we
of
went
them.
Through
no,
our listeners.
Give me a break, dude. You're acting like Mufasa is a more recognizable James Earl Jones role than Darth Vader.
Yes!
Darth Vader's the most famous villain
it
in
spans,
cinema history.
It from the three-year-old out there
here,
all the way up to the 100-year-old, they know about the Lion King. The Lion King.
Get out, dude.
Yes, I know you're a Star Wars. Some people like Star Trek more than Star Wars. Star Wars is a nerd thing. The Lion King is all-encompassing.
I mean, I get that, but Darth Vader, the character, is easily more recognizable.
Why did I think he was in Finding Forrester? That's might be, a Sean Connery movie.
You might be able to say, someone might be able to look at the Darth Vader costume and say, that's a Star Wars character. Not every guy in our audience is going to be able to identify him as Darth Vader because some people just don't give a rat's ass about Star Wars. We overrate how popular Star Wars is.
You are
with
out
the
of
people,
your mind.
With the people who love Star Wars, they really, really love Star Wars.
Star Wars box office. It has done 700... Technically, the whole series of films has done over 2 billion at the box.
And what do you think in Lion
King? No,
King's,
I'm sorry. That was just The Force Awakens.
Lion King spawned a big musical that... did huge numbers?
No, I'm sorry. The Force Awakens did $2 billion. Star Wars did a mere $750 million. Now I will do Lion King box office.
Biggest role
Mufasa. Nah, crap, it did $1.6 billion, Donnie.
Take that!
Wait a minute, that's the live action one factored in too.
Yes, and he was the voice of Mufasa in that.
But
so
you know
suck
what?
On that, Malzi.
But you know what? Inflation is a huge part of this. The cost of movies has gone up. It only did $424 million in 1994.
Dan is next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, what's going on, boys? How y'all doing?
Dan, bigger role for James Earl Jones, Darth Vader or Mufasa?
This Mufasa discussion is completely insane.
It's Vader.
It's not even close. It's insane.
Thank you.
Thank you. I feel like it's just Pony taking the opposite of something.
It's not. Hold on a
Thank
second.
You. Thank
if,
you.
If we lined up every female, girl and woman who lives in the United States, you're telling me more of them know Darth Vader than Mufasa?
Yes.
No way.
Yes.
I completely disagree
with
that.
If I say to my wife, who loves Disney movies, do you know who Darth Vader is? She says
Ask
yes.
Ask her bigger role in cinematic history, Mufasa or Darth Vader.
She's biased. She's a Disney
You're
fan.
You're biased too. You're obsessed with Star Wars. You read
Lion
Star
King.
Wars books.
I love the Lion King.
You've read Lion King books?
I'm not reading the novelization of
exactly.
Lion King.
Dan, anything else you want to share here?
Nah, just go out on
the,
top, Dan.
I'll change the subject a little bit. Last night on the nightly sports call, I have to say, Pony, you always look real sharp with the hair, the beard, yep. You know, the whole get up you got going on. That braided belt you had on, bro, that gotta go.
Okay.
That braided belt, it's you know, it's like 1997 just walked up around your waist.
And what would you say about Starkey's attire? He had old running shoes on and in a stained golf shirt.
How do you know?
You're better than Starkey, Pony.
Thank you, Dan.
Oh, that's going to make it onto Joe's show tomorrow. Bechtold probably already cut it up. You notice I dodged any hostile fire from Dan there? Because my shoes managed
you,
to match my shirt.
Star Wars geeks stick together on things.
Oh, so now you're calling Dan a geek.
Yeah, I just did. He's going to make fun of my belt. I'm going to say his Star Wars
But that was a compliment sandwich. He talked about how good you are at your job and how overall your style was good. He just ripped your belt, which many people did on Twitter. Might have even been Dan on Twitter doing it, too.
Probably was.
Said your belt sucked.
Well, his face sucks.
You don't even know what he looks like.
I don't need to know.
Now you're insulting those who tried to start by paying you compliments.
All right.
You know, Mufasa was a real leader. He would have never behaved this way.
Yeah, I just think we're too much in the fishbowl. So many of our listeners also like Star Wars that they fail to see the forest through the trees here. I'm telling you guys. Like Donnie would thinks Lion King is much bigger than Star Wars. And then Donnie tries to say, well, I'm biased. We're all friggin' biased. That's the point.
Donnie has
We're
been resolute.
What do you mean?
Donnie has been resolute in this entire thing in saying Darth Vader is a way more famous role than Mufasa. Darth Vader is
Chewbacca a bigger role than Mufasa? The guy just went...
Everybody knows people know Chewbacca and Yoda. I mean, it is pretty influential that like people could never see the movies, but they know who Darth Vader, Yoda...
Stupid your opinion is.
Chewbacca.
Is Darth Vader bigger than Mickey Mouse? Seriously.
I mean, no, because
Lion King's
Mickey Mouse subsumed it.
Lion King's the biggest movie Disney has put out in the last 30 years. You can't argue that.
Pickens the Pickens is the new Montana Rice.
Just gets us to 1-0 with the chance to go 2-0. You know, we can. You know, there's a lot we can build on, a lot we can learn from. But it's better to be learning while you're winning. So, you know, we'll take that.
Cam Hayward, who had a very under the radar, tremendous start to his 2024 season after his new deal. Did combine with Monty Adams for that sack. Did not get a game ball from Donnie. He went with Boswell, Watt, obvious selections, and Dante Jackson. So far, so good on the Johnson for Jackson swap that some have brought back up in the last month and said that was a mistake by Omar Khan. Johnson was unable to help the Panthers overcome
the fact
the
that they're the Panthers
scoring on the first 9 possessions of their 47-10 win against them.
What does Tepper do after a loss like that?
Count his money? That's what I would do.
He's throwing stuff, man. That's
money's
his reputation.
Not everything.
He's a throw stuff guy.
Money don't buy happiness. or a good football team.
I think somebody did a study that says it actually does buy happiness.
Here is Nick on the fan. Hello, Nick.
How you guys doing?
We're good.
Good. Just a couple things, couple takeaways from me yesterday. Number one is definitely the offensive line. Offensive line looked far better than anything they showed in the preseason. Honestly, I think 1,000 times better than I thought they were going to do. My other big takeaway being Fields. He's a guy, you know, he's coming out there at last second. He's a guy who you would assume has something to prove. Really wants to kind of force the ball down the field. I know they had handcuffs on him. It was pretty obvious early in the game. But later on, seeing a guy like that work through his progression, look downfield and then come back to his check down. You don't always love to see those check downs, but if it saves him from forcing the ball down the field and making a bad play, I think that was my biggest takeaway yesterday.
Would you start him against Denver?
That's a tough one. I think you almost have to see what Russell Wilson's going to do. Before you make that decision between the two of them. I think he made a good case for it just in the protecting the ball category. He did what he had to do to win. But I think if it's me, I would probably start him against Denver, but I also don't think it's a bad idea to see what Russ can do either.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. I don't think there's like a horrible decision here. I would prefer Fields, but it's not like I'm going to freak out if he goes at Russell Wilson. Tomlin will probably play it close to the vest and say that they still need to wait to see how Wilson practices, so I don't think we'll get a clear answer tomorrow when he talks. I do think that there is, for Tomlin, there's the battle that's probably part of this decision, which is, if I take this opportunity to play against the team that gave him a record amount of money to go away, how much does this hurt and humble the person that is Russell Wilson? And how much as a coach do I have to now repair an interpersonal relationship with him if I don't play him? And conversely, is he thinking it's easier for my team to just focus on the game if I start Fields, because now the circus of Russell Wilson going back and starting this game is gone.
And Tomlin can't avoid the circus by just trying to put it all on himself, as in he tries to answer it all. Guys are going to get asked about it if Wilson's named the starter early enough. I guess he could theoretically.
Well, it becomes it. Honestly, the Steelers are always a somewhat significant game because they have such a big fan base.
It becomes a huge game because it's the Russell Wilson revenge
right.
game.
Right. And if not, it's just another game on the schedule. And you know, Tomlin would prefer it that way. Now, he says we always want to be in the five-star matchups. It's not really a five-star matchup when it's a guy that was told, we'd rather pay you $38 million to go play somewhere else.
It's a five-star storyline, though. It's a five-star story matchup for sure. It's not a five-star game, but it's a five-star storyline. I just don't think Fields was good enough and overwhelming enough by any stretch to make it something that you can slam dunk, say he's got to play again. That's why I'd go to Wilson, too, because while Fields' decision-making late in games was better, that Nick was right there, he just wasn't like phenomenal. And you know, one other thing. I know we got people waiting here. Remember when Kenny Pickett played in the preseason for the Eagles, and we all kind of laughed because he had that Kenny Pickett-like stat line, and we said, oh, now they're figuring out what it's all about with him. I had a bunch of Bears fans in my mentions this morning saying, ah, yes, Pittsburgh now discovering the Justin Fields experience, where you think he could be on the cusp and he plays okay in a win, and you think he's going to be destined for more, but it never gets there.
I'm not thinking that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.